Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jijnyo Mehta with the news. The headlines. In Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is making all efforts to preserve heritage sites of country. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo urges center's intervention for safe release of abducted Nagas in Manipur. ENWO urges ban on child domestic work, calls for strict child protection and justice in assault case. And Health and Family Welfare Secretary S. Tainyu says Nagaland has intensified tobacco control efforts. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the government is continuously making efforts to preserve priceless heritage sites in India. He informed about an important discovery made in Malhar, Chhattisgarh under the Gyan Bharatam Abhiyan, addressing the nation in his monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani Today. Mr. Modi mentioned his recent visit to Netherlands, where in a special ceremony, ancient copper plates from the Chola period were returned to India. Prime Minister Modi has urged the people of the country to take utmost care during the prevailing hot weather.
इस समय देश के ज्यादातर हिस्सों में बहुत गर्मी पड़ रही है. तेज धूप, गर्म हवाएं, ऐसे मौसम में अपना ध्यान रखना बहुत जरूरी है. पानी पीते रहिए. धूप में अगर निकलना ही पड़े तो थोड़ा संभल कर निकले. इस दिशा में सरकार की भिन्न भिन्न डिपार्टमेंट्स ने जो गाइडलाइंस जारी की है वो भी भूलिएगा नहीं.
Referring to mangoes, which are often talked about in summer, the Prime Minister also hailed the contribution of farmers involved in mango cultivation, saying that this journey of the mango is now reaching global market from the village. The Prime Minister talked about recently held National Senior Athletics Federation competition in Ranchi, Jharkhand, where nearly 800 athletes participated. He congratulated Gurinder Veer Singh, Vishal TK, Tejasvin Shankar, Dev Meena and Kuldeep Kumar for breaking 4 national records. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo has sought intervention of central government in the abduction of 6 Naga persons in Manipur. In a letter to United Naga Council, Chief Minister Ryo said that he had spoken to Union Home Minister Amit Shah on 29 May and urged immediate action to trace abducted individuals, secure their release and bring those responsible to justice. The Home Minister reportedly assured to treat the matter with highest priority. Mr. Ryo informed that he also held discussions with Union Home Secretary and a Director of Intelligence Bureau, both of whom assured that efforts are underway. Appealing for peace and restraint, the Chief Minister urged all stakeholders to cooperate with authorities and expressed hope for an early and peaceful resolution to the crisis. The Eastern Nagaland Women Organization, ENWO, has urged all parents across Eastern Nagaland not to send their children away to work as domestic helpers under any circumstances. In a statement, the organization said children may reside outside their homes only for educational purposes and strictly in accordance with ENWO guidelines. It further cautioned homeowners and guardians against employing or accommodating any Eastern Naga child as a domestic helper, reaffirming its commitment to safeguarding the rights, welfare, and dignity of women and children. ENWO urged parents, guardians, and employers to strictly adhere to child protection guidelines. The organization also warned that it will closely monitor the investigation into the alleged sexual assault of a 14-year-old girl that was recently reported. ENWO called upon government and all concerned authorities to ensure that justice is delivered and that accused is not allowed to evade accountability under any circumstances. World No Tobacco Day has been observed today to raise awareness against the dangers of using tobacco. The day is a global initiative by the World Health Organization, WHO, to end the use of tobacco. The theme for this year is Unmasking the Appeal, Countering Nicotine and Tobacco Addiction. As part of the observance in India, Union Health Secretary Punya Salila Srivastava on Friday launched the pilot version of the tobacco-free educational institutions application in New Delhi. The application aims to strengthen implementation and monitoring of tobacco-free norms in schools and colleges by facilitating self-assessment, ensuring compliance with guidelines, and preventing sale of tobacco products near educational institutions. More than 2,000 tobacco cessation centers have been established across the country in hospitals, medical colleges, Ayush institutions, and other healthcare facilities. Health and Family Welfare Secretary S. Tainu has said that tobacco control in Nagaland is moving beyond awareness program and becoming stronger administrative and enforcement effort. She was addressing state-level observance of World No Tobacco Day 2026 in Kohima today. The secretary said the government is working on tobacco vendor licensing rules in coordination with municipal bodies. Ms. Tainu also shared that a state-empowered committee on the WHO FCTC Article 5.3 has been formed to protect public health policies from tobacco industry interference. Ms. Tainu added that enforcement teams penalized over 400 violators of the 100-yard tobacco-free zone near educational institutions last year. Principal Director Dr. Melanin La Sanlam expressed concern over rising tobacco use and increasing oral cancer cases linked to smokeless tobacco in the state. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Rabindra Utsav 2026 under the aegis of Sargam Cultural Association, Dimapur in collaboration with Northeast Zone Cultural Center under Ministry of Culture got underway in Dimapur today. President Naga Council Dimapur G.K. Rengma reflected on the life and legacy of Rabindranath Tagore, highlighting that success did not come easily to the Nobel laureate who faced persistent criticism and challenges throughout his life.
He was the man. Rabindranath Tagore, he was a man of wisdom, creativity, courage, and deep love for humanity. His life is a shining example of how knowledge.
He pointed out that the poet founded Visva Bharati University with the aim of providing natural and free environment for holistic learning. He urged students to emulate Tagore's love for knowledge, creativity, discipline, courage, and commitment to society. Referring to the Bengali community in Dimapur, he described the Naga people as hospitable and urged members to spread this message. A total of 110 participants have registered for Rabindra Sangeet, Rabindra Nrityam, and art competitions. Rabindra Sangeet and Rabindra Nrityam events open to both boys and girls and conducted into three age groups. Group A comprised participants in age group of 6 to 10 years. Group B includes above 10 years up to 16 years, while Group C is for 17 years and above. Center has revised the export levies on petrol, diesel and aviation turbine fuel for the fortnight beginning tomorrow. The move is aimed at ensuring adequate domestic availability of petroleum products amid continuing uncertainties arising from the West Asia crisis. According to a notification issued by Ministry of Finance, exports of petrol will attract a duty of 1.5 rupees per litre, while diesel exports will be subject to a duty of 13.5 rupees per litre. The export duty on aviation turbine fuel has been fixed at 9.5 rupees per litre. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall accompanied by hailstorms and lightning at few places over Nagaland today. This weather condition is likely to prevail for the next few days till the 2nd of June. The IMD said similar weather conditions is also expected in several other parts of the country. The government has refuted a fake message circulating on social media claiming that India Post is offering gifts or rewards under the Dak Seva Gift Scheme. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau, PIB, said that the video is fake and clarified that India Post has no connection with any such Dak Seva Gifts over offer, reward scheme or lucky draw. And to wrap up the news, here are the headlines once again. In Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is making all efforts to preserve heritage sites of country. Chief Minister Nipiu Ryo urges center's intervention for safe release of abducted Nagas in Manipur. ENWO urges ban on child domestic work, calls for strict child protection and justice in assault case. And Health and Family Welfare Secretary S. Tainu says Nagaland has intensified tobacco control efforts. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.